Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 79, where composer HP talks about his original score for the video game Styx, Master of Shadows. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Henri-Pierre Pellegrin, also known as HP, is a French composer, producer, and sound designer. From 2005 to 2009, he was an in-house composer and sound designer at Gameloft. He then joined the Game Audio Factory team in 2010 and eventually became a freelancer in 2015. He is best known for his works in video games and television, including the video games Trackmania and Brave Frontier: The Last Summoner, for which he made his first appearance on The Annotator in episode 52. In 2015, HP wrote an original score for the video game Styx, Master of Shadows, which is a follow-up to the game Styx, Shards of Darkness. Styx, Master of Shadows is an infiltration game with RPG elements developed by Cyanide Studio for a PC and was released on October 7, 2014. Styx is a goblin 2 centuries old, the very first of all the goblins, and he's a master in the arts of stealth, theft, and murder. In the depths of the Tower of Akhenes is a sacred tree, which is the source of a very precious amber, and is the best chance Styx has of quickly amassing a small fortune and, perhaps, discover more about his true origins along his journey. In this episode, HP reveals details from his original score for Styx, Masters of Shadows, including some of his diverse inspirations, such as fellow French video game composer Olivier de Rivière, the Finnish symphonic metal band Apocalyptica, Shostakovich, and the singer-songwriter Amy Winehouse. He also reveals how he came to work with the Symphony of Pop Orchestra on this project, and how playing his main theme for Styx on his in-law's grand piano ended up inspiring a bonus track for the game.
Hello. So this is the very first piece of music I wrote for Styx, Master of Shadows soundtrack. So it starts with a cello. At the moment, the melody splits into 2 voices, there, in order to symbolize the fact you can play a clone, another instance of yourself, in the game. So, this riff is actually a little nod to Orcs and Men main theme, which was composed by Olivier de Rivière, because the game actually shares the same universe. This is the real main theme. You can hear it in the menu when you launch the game for the first time. This song was very inspired by the Finnish band Apocalyptica, and especially the song called Farewell. I wanted to keep Orcs and Men mood, so I decided to work with a string quartet, but I wanted something darker and more aggressive. So I think Apocalyptica was a great inspiration, because they know how to mix the energy of rock metal with acoustic instruments, and it's very gothic. The deep voice you can hear, mixed with symphonic choir samples, is actually my voice.
Because when you make music and sound design for games, your voice is a great tool.
Here we've got a soft transition with pizzicato strings. It really gives a stealth feeling, and it's a bit funny or cartoon. Don't forget that Styx is a little goblin and, to a certain extent, is vulnerable and funny. It's kind of a gothic cartoon. Now, the end of the track is very lyrical, with lots of voices that goes up, down, across, It still symbolizes the clone, but also what happens in Stick's mind, because if you play the game, you know that there's a lot of disturbing things happening in his head. This one is the Hideout theme, so it's a song that plays when you're not in danger between two missions. So to a certain extent, it's the happier song of the soundtrack. The funny thing is that I wrote the song after the recording session, so I had to deal with existing material. So the software Melodyne helped me a lot, so I could change the cello melody from another take and make a new track. And I felt it was a bit empty, so I put a piano, because I felt it would give a bit of magic. And believe it or not, but the bassline was a bit inspired by the song You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. If you listen carefully, it goes... I don't know why, but it was stuck in my head at this time. This is the Atrium Part 1. It plays randomly when you're not detected in the middle of the Echenage Tower. I received some very nice comments for this track, especially a guy on Bandcamp who told me that I managed to invoke the sound of Shostakovich at times. Wow, thank you, man. But to be honest, that was definitely something I was aiming for. Since I decided to use a string quartet, I was looking for reference tracks with a very sad, dark tone. So in my shortlist there was some Philip Glass, Kronos Quartet, but actually there's a string quartet from Dmitri Shostakovich that really blew my mind, and it inspired me a lot for the whole soundtrack. It's the number 8 in C minor, and if you listen to it, it's very, very obvious. The other reason why I received very nice comments is certainly because the musicians that play for the soundtrack are incredible. Their name is the Symphonia Pop Orchestra. I first met them when they played a live show of video game music in Paris. They were playing the music of Hitoshi Sakimoto, a mix of Final Fantasy XII, Valkyria Chronicles, etc. And it really gave me goosebumps. So I realized I should definitely stop using virtual orchestra for my music and start hiring professional musicians instead. Because live music is so intense. So when I got the job for Styx, I had to ask these guys. And we fortunately found a deal and set a recording session, and everything was perfect. So now they are friends. And I always work with them. They played for Styx Shards of Darkness 2, Regalia of Men and Monarchs, and Brave Frontier The Last Summoner. This one is called Eight of Akinash Part 2. But it's actually the different interactive music cues put together. It will never play like this in the game. But I had to find a solution when we decided to release an official soundtrack. So it starts with the alert cue, when Styx is detected for the first time. And then you have the hunt cue when you're really in danger and have to run or hide. This one is really inspired by Shostakovich Quartet number 8. After that, there is the search cue, right now, when the guards are moving and looking for you but don't know really where you are, so the music invites you to move. I play the bass on the tracks because that was a moment in my life. I practiced a lot with some metal bands, so I was confident with my playing, and I wanted to add something very personal and unique. And to a certain extent, I think it really gives a sound signature for Styx music with this extra low-end groove. And then the patrol cue, when the guards start to give up. And you can hear the cello track I used for the hideout theme. So, this is the last song, the credits song. When I write music for games, I usually only write stuff in my studio with my MIDI keyboard in front of my computer. But for this track, it's a bit different. I was at my wife's parents' house, and they have a nice grand piano. And I was having fun trying to play Styx main theme on it, because I was working on the game, and I was having fun changing the chord progression. That's something I like to do when I play the piano for fun. And eventually, I thought it was very cool, so I decided to write it down, and there was a bonus track at the end of the recording session, since I was not really asked to do it. But eventually, it's probably my favorite track. Et voilà.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer HP and his original score for the video game Styx Master of Shadows. The official soundtrack was released on March 23rd, 2015 by the Game Audio Factory, and it can be purchased on Amazon.com or on iTunes, or it can be streamed on Spotify or Apple Music. You can find out more or hear more music by HP at his official site, hpsound.com, or follow him on Twitter at hpsound. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review, and if you know someone you think would enjoy The Annotator, please tell them about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, on Facebook at The Annotator, or we welcome your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.